Touch me, Lord, and heaven.
I know it was Jesus.
When Jesus Rises, National Clouds of Joy, Gerald Sims Crossroads on WFMU. Courtesy of the Nashboro record label from 1963, that Nashboro production sound. And right before that, we heard the Daughters of Zion, courtesy of the Big D record label out of Anniston, Alabama, utilizing studios in nearby Jacksonville. And the label produced and run by D. Brown, 1970s. In northeast Alabama. The Daughters of Zion, somewhere in Alabama, recorded in the mid-70s. Holy Ghost, appropriately enough, getting us underway this evening. We're on Sinner's Crossroads. Which way will you take? My name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks for stopping in, everybody. And please stay tuned as we go to the Book of Pilgrim, chapter 5, and the verses that contain You Don't Have to Worry, which will be sung right here over the radio airwaves via the media, the 45 RPM record, the Pilgrim 5, starting our next set of gospel music here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
Singing well. I want you to know, before you be able to be over there, Hey, we can all get together and have a good time when I get home. Oh, Lord, when I get
Do you want to be sitting at home with the same bad luck you had last year? It's up to you to make the choice. I need you to come to 4471 North State Street in Jackson, Mississippi. Yes, 4471 North State Street in Jackson, Mississippi, to the spiritual workshop. Don't wait until January the 2nd and say, oh, I'm going to go in there and get my luck changed. Oh, I'm going to prosper. You're not going to prosper till you come on into the spiritual workshop. Come now. Don't wait. Are you unlucky in love? Is your hair falling out? Do you have bad health? Do you have arthritis? Do you not have a significant other? Are you looking for love? Has a loved one left you?
I've had so many hard trials in my life. So many times doors have been closed in my face. But after all that, I realize that the Lord has made a way for me. He's been my bread when I was hungry, my Lord. And he's been my shelter in the time of a storm. But still, sometimes I steal away by myself and say these words, whoa, nobody. The trouble I see. Did you hear me, church? No,
nobody know
but Jesus,
Jesus
and me. I believe I'll say that one more time now. Oh,
nobody knows.
Oh, the trouble
I see.
But in a time of trouble, I can still say these words.
Glory,
hallelujah. Well, listen to this. Sometime I've been up,
you know, and sometime I'm down.
Well, I can still say, keep on telling you about it, children.
Sometimes, oh yeah.
You ought to say that today.
I'm almost never to the ground.
But that don't bother me as long as I say,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, my Lord. Yes, sir.
Nobody
every child of God has said that one time or the other.
Nobody knows
but my Jesus,
but Jesus and hold
yes, sir.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Streets of gold.
Oh, no.
in Dallas, Texas, men came up to me, so I heard you sing for many a time. Now don't you know you were singing rock and roll, making much more money, beginning to bother me a little bit. So I went home that night, I got on my knees, get to tell God about it. And you know what he told me? He told me these words, and I never shall forget them. This is what he said. He said he wouldn't move.
Said he wouldn't move.
Yes, he did.
A tumbling block.
Said he wouldn't move.
Said he wouldn't move.
Yes, he did.
A tumbling block.
In a minute.
Said he wouldn't move.
Maybe all around you.
A tumbling block.
But that's all right.
Said he wouldn't move.
Pain.
A tumbling block.
Sharp type pain.
Said he wouldn't move.
Wrecking through your body.
And I'm telling you, you know, by that time we never left. If it wasn't for work and on the job, we call each other. What time are you getting home? Can we meet for lunch? Can we do something? I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the best thing since bottled water. This is the best thing since hangers. You know, everybody need a hanger to hang up. So this is the best thing since a hanger. Now, you know, if you something better than a hanger, what would you hang your clothes on if you didn't have no hanger? You just have a closet full of clothes with nothing. I'm telling you how good a hanger is. This is what you need. You need to come on this spiritual workshop. This is the spiritual workshop on 4471 Street, 71st Street, North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi.
All right.
Coming up through the years, the friendly four of Selma had it hard. But that's okay, because that was not a pessimistic song. That was an optimistic song. The Friendly Four, Selma, Alabama. I think about 1973 on that one. A wonderful raw sound. That's on, I guess, her own label. Nothing is written on it. And we'll go with that. Label inerrancy. Practice here on Sinners Crossroads on WFMU. The Pilgrim Five got us underway there a little while ago. You don't have to worry. It was courtesy of the Songbird record label about 1967. Songbird recording. Of course, the gospel spinoff of Duke Peacock. And just some of the best sounding gospel records of the 60s and early 70s. We heard from Reverend E. Fair and the sensational Gladys Davis Trio. We belong to the royal family. But a democratic royal family. On the Farron record label. I guess it's on the periodic table. That's F-E. It's iron. About 1967. We heard from the great sensational Nightingales in one of the first records post Julius Cheeks and Charles Johnson. Singing like Cheeks. Before he smoothed out his style. Became really influential in his own right, Charles Johnson. But we heard It Will All Be Over, Peacock record label 1962. We went back to the Songbird record label a couple of years later. And Detroit, For Nobody Knows, sung by the sensational Skylarks of Detroit. Great record there. We heard from the Spiritual Five and Stumbling Blocks. Yeah, lesson there. Nashville record label from 1966. And we ended the set there with the Friendly Four. As they end the set, we get to say their name twice. The Friendly Four of Selma, Alabama. You're tuned to the Sinners Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on non-denominational radio, WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt, your host. We're about halfway through our program. Take a little break here to tell you, if you have any questions or comments, inquiries, searching for words of advice, I want to hedge your bets on the upcoming college football weekend. You can get a hold of us, Center, WFMU.org. And anytime during the week on any show, you can take advantage of the great mothership, WFMU.org. With everything you would want to know about WFMU, and currently, a playlist of all the songs, labels, information, and the message board. With the congregation of the Sinners Crossroads Gospel Broadcast, the one and only gospel knuckleheads, behaving themselves. Yes, you can have fun without getting drunk. Center, WFMU.org. That's us. And as good as that previous set of gospel music was, for me at least, I really enjoyed it. I think this next set is even better. Got the Chosen Sons of God of Birmingham, Alabama, recording this time for the J-Mac record label in 1973. And when I get to glory, indeed, they'll start this next set of gospel music here on Sinners Crossroads, WFMU.
Sit down, yeah. I'm gonna sit right now. When I Why should I worry? Should I feel this evening? I know God Almighty, boy, I see you standing near. Man said, God will stand. No matter what you said in the storm, and that's the reason I can say, God will stand, Lord,
in the storm.
No matter what you say.
get down on your bending knees to let God have. Treat my mother right. No, I get the wondering, did I treat my mother right? Lord, have mercy. Lord, mother used to lay down and cry in the midnight hours. She said, let God help.
When I came to see Reverend Isaiah before, it was about my nature. But this time I come back because last weekend I was there down at the casino. He'd give me something to keep in my pocket and he'd give me that special oil. I'm going to tell you, my friends with me were trying to follow me all over the casino. Every time I leave one machine, they would try to follow me to another. And I just didn't want no one to know that I'm with it, because every time I do go, they seem to always want to beg and borrow. And Reverend Isaiah told me that's jinky. I wanted to go by myself, but I decided to go with my friends. And I had to show up, just keep my money, just when nobody could see my money. Well, I'm going to tell you that I still need to talk about how Reverend Isaiah helped my wife and myself out. Reverend Isaiah helped my wife and myself out because our house was in turmoil. We didn't know what to do. I've been to see other people. I've been to see many other people. And I don't know what to say about it. I went to see the doctor, and the doctor just seemed not to know what he was doing. I came here, and I'm coming back. I came here to see Reverend Isaiah. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't come to see him, I don't know what's wrong with you. Reverend Isaiah is a man of God. Reverend Isaiah has helped me and my family. My bills are paid now.
I want Jesus to walk with me. Yes, I do. I want Jesus to walk by my side all along this my teacher's journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. You see, he walked with my mother. Now, Lord, walk with me. You'll walk with my mother. Now, walk with me. All along my teacher's journey. Oh, I want Jesus, nobody but the Lord, to walk with me. Be my friend, Lord. Come on, Jesus, and be my friend. I need you for my friend, Lord. Be my friend. And all along my God knows I got a teacher's journey. I want Jesus, yes I do, to walk with me. God knows I got nobody but the Lord. Nobody but you, Lord. No, nobody but the Lord. No, no, no. Nobody to walk with. Nobody to talk with. I don't have nobody I can tell my troubles to. That's why I got to have Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
I want Jesus to walk by. Friends, I'm thinking about a man who had two sons. Y'all know who I'm talking about, the prodigal son. One day, the youngest son strayed away from home. He stayed so long till everything he had was gone. When he ended up eating and sleeping in the pen with the swine, shook the mud from his clothes and decided to go back to his father and acknowledge to him that he was wrong. I wasn't there, but I can imagine when he began to walk out, when he knew he had came to the real him. I can imagine hearing him saying these words. It seems like I can hear him right now when he says, give me one of my best rings, and he put it on his finger. When he did this, he told one of the servants, said, tonight we're gonna kill one of our choice calves, and we're gonna sit at the table together and eat and be merry. And when they ate and enjoyed themselves, see his son looking out the window. When he got up from the table and began to walk away, seemed like I can imagine in my mind right now, hearing his son saying these words,
I got myself together,
and I know,
now I know just who I am.
I really, really, really know
I've been born again.
One of these mornings I'm going away so far, so far, far away. Oh, I'm going, yes, I am. I'm going to a place, oh, yes, I am. Oh, I see my mother, my father, too. I see all of my loved ones that I once knew. After a while, I meet them somewhere, somewhere in a place. I'll meet them in a place. The joy bells will be ringing.
Oh, the joy bells.
So glad about it today. And everybody will be shouting. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. And nobody will be doubting.
Nobody will
be doubting. And then I can walk the streets of gold. That's not all, because the hand down here had never been told. But after a while I'm going.
Oh,
oh yes I am. It may be early in the morning, but I'm going.
Heavenly Spiritual Singers, from your friend and mine, especially on this show, the Songbird record label, about 1967, going to a place. The Heavenly Spiritual Singers, here on Sinner's Crossroads, on the W, the F, the M, and the U. All right. Chosen Sons of God of Birmingham, Alabama. When I Get to Glory, started that set about six songs ago. J-Mac record label from 1973. We heard from the Gabriel Ayers, Standing in the Storm. On the Big D record label out of Anniston, Alabama. The Gospel Commanders followed. Mother Taught Me to Pray. That's what they were singing about. Also on Songbird record label, 1967. We heard from Reverend Erskine Fausch and Walk With Me. That's a good one. On the ERF, I guess, Erskine Fausch record label. Somewhere out of Birmingham, I do believe. That label there. We heard a great one from the Latter-day Swan Silvertones, a Lewis Johnson composition when Claude Jeter had left the group and started pastoring a church in Harlem. This from 1975, I Got Myself Together by the LP of the same name. They got theirself together. Swan Silvertones and that bass. Getting it together, holding it together. And the Heavenly Spiritual Singers ending that set there. At Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast. Doing our part for the great journey and entity of WFMU. Thanks for everybody for tuning in this evening on the cusp of the month of September as we hurtle across the universe. Happy to have you on this journey. You've been tuned to Sinner's Crossroads here on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. Stay tuned to WFMU. We know you will. There's no reason to change station. We will know. And we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU East Orange, WFMU Mount Hope at 91.9 in Rockland County, New York, and worldwide on the internet, WFMU.org. Therese is here. She's up next. She's got Kyle MacLachlan stories. So please stay tuned to WF.
Spoilers!
MU.
I saw a girl today, she was walking past the 5 and 9. I think you used to know her, she loved you once upon a time. And now the wind is turning, it's thrown your flower to my side. Mine, at 8 o'clock tonight, friend, I'll ask her to with me abide. Mine, you need a time for thinking. You should have never met her, and now you've done a bad thing. It's time that you forget her, yeah. We'll never cover up your crime. You'll find she's gone forever. You won't receive.
Time that you forget her, yeah.
Just right.